Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But we don't have to behave like bullies or gangsters. And we never, ever should. We can't. We can't preach universal brotherhood or sisterhood without being ready to listen to each other and show respect. And that includes online. The word comrade should actually mean something. Sorry, I was going to ask for speakers. Delegate, please. Delegates.
Comrades.
Good morning, conference. Angela Dewedon, proud Unite member. And my pronouns are she, her.
Stand now to remember all of those we have lost since we last met.
I rise to speak against the amendment.
I'm an out lesbian. I joined the Labour Party in 1987 to fight for our rights. I don't want to be an LGBT officer in my constituency. We need more members. Yes, young members, women, disabled members and LGBT members and BAME members.
Hi, conference. My name is Tommy Edwin Kirkwood and I'm from Blackpool South. Apologies if I do stutter or mess up my words a bit. I am dyslexic and do struggle sometimes with crowded spaces. We need to be supporting the people who are disabled, who are LGBTQ, who are anything else, and disabled and LGBT and young people like myself need to be listened to.
I am a neurodiverse person and I do believe in equality as representation, but I feel we need that representation within the leadership roles. That's what we should be doing. I want people with disabilities, people who are LGBTQ+, people who are BAME, I want them in the centre. It doesn't help to have a disabilities officer who struggles to make meetings. It doesn't help to be a token person.
I was also incredibly disappointed to hear ableism on this stage. And I quote, it doesn't help to have a disabilities officer who struggles to make meetings. Conference, if your disabled members struggle to make meetings, then you need to fix that, not use it as an excuse to deny us voting rights on executive committees. The very fact that this went unchallenged by the chair, as they should call out any discrimination on this stage, demonstrates why it is so important that disabled people always have a seat at the table. And I can tell you from experience that if that space isn't mandated, then it is very rarely available to us. Again, I'm on this stage calling out the disgraceful disregard for disabled members at this conference. In yesterday afternoon's session, the chair reminded all delegates, if you wish to speak, please raise your hand.
Conference, let me start by addressing the events of the past few days. Labour utterly condemns Hamas's appalling attack on Israel. LGBTQ plus refugees.
I've been asked to advise people not to shout into the microphone. It's proving difficult for people with hearing loss and hearing aids.
It was a delight to see so many incredible contributions from the floor, to hear the support for our friends in Ukraine, and to hear so many women in a debate about internationalism and foreign policy.
I, like many of you, believe that our ticket offices should be kept open. It discriminates against the elderly, the disabled, and those who don't use the internet. Ticket offices are also an opportunity for people dealing with loneliness to speak to others. This person dealing with loneliness could have been on their own for months with no one to talk to. Keeping ticket offices open could save lives.
800 years, over 100 names, and all of them men. When Labour forms the next government at the next election, that is going to change because Rachel Reeves will be Britain's first female Chancellor. We'll make sure everyone has the opportunity to share in that success. But it starts with asking tough questions. How do we all share in the joy and the jobs? Where are the women? Where are the people of colour? Where are the people from working class communities?
New laws to protect us from discriminatory algorithms, because remember, conference, it is human beings who write the code that dictates how AI treats us. So it's easy to see how prejudice and inequality can become hardwired into systems.
This means that the legislation will ensure that AI and technology does not discriminate based on age, gender, ethnicity, or sexual orientation.
It's the honour of my life to be the first woman to chair, the first Scottish woman to chair our UK National Executive Committee.
Two members to be elected, at least one must be a woman by CLP delegations.
The first time ever either party has had three women in our roles, renewing our fight against the most widespread, most historic and most entrenched injustice of all, our society's treatment of women. For too long, women in cohabiting couples have been left with no rights when those relationships come to an end. If there is no joint property or shared parental dues, a man can leave his partner with nothing, especially if he has the means to take it to court, and thanks to the Tories, she doesn't have anything.
Conference, it's a testament to this country that I am here today. And to those who sow division in our country by saying multiculturalism has failed, well, hello. The first woman of an ethnic minority background to hold this position.
To be the first ever Scottish woman to be elected chair of our National Executive Committee.
Misogyny is also being promoted by online influencers who shape the minds of young people, especially young men. We call for increased awareness of education about online misogyny, ensuring all our children are protected from further indoctrination.
We have watched in horror at the events unfolding in the Middle East. Our news feeds and WhatsApp groups are full of painful stories of women and children crouched in their homes in fear, hostages taken and some killed. Young people who went to a music festival and never came back. In Finchley and Golders Green, we have neighbours from every continent, from pretty much every religion, and I'm proud of that. In Finchley, we celebrate our diversity. Our diversity is our strength. Over the weekend, in the beating heart of Golders Green, graffiti was daubed in the high street, a kosher restaurant was vandalised, and this morning, Jewish schools have advised their students to stop wearing uniforms due to safety fears. I cannot express how this feels.
With the Casey report finding the Metropolitan Police Force guilty of institutional racism, misogyny and homophobia. For years, we've marched to reclaim the night, and now, due to the growing impact of online abuse and misogynist influencers, we urgently need to reclaim our online spaces too.
I can't believe that it's 2023 and we even need to debate this. We no longer should accept that boys will be boys. We need to change the story. And we are. Sadiq Khan's campaign for men to call it out if their mates use sexist language.
The words are about to come out of my mouth are the experiences of a 19-year-old teenager from an ethnic minority background. As much as I love my exotic olive-coloured skin, people like me are unfortunately more likely to be victims of all kinds of violence. I'm from London, the most multicultural city in the world, however, also a city that has the highest proportion of people like my parents, immigrants of ethnic minority background. Statistically, women like my mum are more likely to be victims of every kind of violence, however, also least likely to report any kind of violence. Why, you may be wondering, conference? Because of this Tory government.
97%. Yes, 97% of young women in the UK have been sexually harassed. For young women, black women and disabled women.
I came to this country 26 years ago. The reason? I did not feel safe in Bangladesh. My mother did not feel safe to keep her daughters in Bangladesh.
Proud to be doing so as a Labour Party member for 40 years and the TUC's first out LGBT plus president. And we need positive action on discrimination at work, including closing the gender, disability and race pay gaps. We know that sexual harassment, racism, discrimination against disabled people and homophobia and transphobia are a blight on too many workplaces. Last week we saw the Tories deploying their hateful blame game against trans people. Solidarity to all trans people from the trade union movement.
I represent the proud, brilliant and diverse communities of Barnsley, Rotherham, Doncaster and Sheffield.
And you know the way that we're going to win the election? We should be out there now talking about expanding sectorial collective bargaining.
It's the Labour government that gave us the Equal Pay Act, but 50 years later, women workers are still being denied equal pay for equal work.
Conference, it's over 50 years since the introduction of the Equal Pay Act in the UK, but there is no sector in the economy where women are paid the same as men.
Comrades,
our head teacher is cleaning the school because the local private school has poached our caretaker. I talked to a young man in Wickham CLP. He's 16 years old. He's been taught his chemistry GCSE in a class of 62 because the private school poached his chemistry teacher.
Well, I'm an award-winning primary school music teacher.
I owe my life to the NHS.
Whether it's my colleague Nishava Khan delivering on tackling poor landlords, whether it's my colleague Lauren Edwards working closely with the FSB.
Labour is the party for the future we all deserve. Thank you very much.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.